Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Amen. Everywhere at the same time. Somebody's in the hospital right now. Somebody's sick and said, God ain't there. But I let you know God is right there. He has never lost you. Amen. He's never deserted you. You got people feeling real bad because they have abandonment. Amen. Issues. Somebody walked out. Somebody abandoned them. Somebody said, oh, Lord. Amen. Went the other way. But I got good news. How many know God will never leave you? He made you a promise that your mama couldn't make. He made a promise that your father couldn't make. He said, Lord, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. I'm right there. Amen. That's good news because somebody, amen, lost a loved one and feel like they're all by themselves. Come on, Higher Heights. Amen. They felt like they was, oh God, what am I got to live for? Amen. I want to let you know God is yet there. Amen. He's yet there. Oh God, they used to tell us when we was growing up, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. You will see your loved one again if you live right. Amen. If you do what's right. God has never left us. I need somebody to raise your hand and say, I'm glad God has never left me. And I got something better, amen, for you. Even when we was in our mess, God was right there. I said, God was right there. Even though our wrongdoing, he was right there. He was right in the midst of us. If I had to title this message, he's right there. Can I title it there? Look at you and say, he's right there. You know what I like about God? God is not a pushy God. God is not a rude God. He will not push his way in your house. He will not push your way in his heart, in your heart. You got to open up and welcome him in. He's standing at the door knocking. You got to open up. Is that right? Sometimes we say, where is God? But God is standing right there waiting on us to do what? Open up. Look at you and say, just open up to him. Oh, my God, so many people are going through all kind of issues, going through all kind of problems, and say, where is God? I heard this week, say, if there's a God, why are we going through what we're going through? How many have heard that before? If there really is a God, why are we going through what we go through? Hallelujah. I hope I can say it just like I read it. I hope I can say it just like I read it. Amen. Pastor Davis, amen. They said the story goes on to say, amen, there was a preacher that went to the barbershop and was sitting in a chair. And there were some people in the barbershop. And they said, if it's a real God, why do you serve a God that's not real? If there's a real God, why do we go through what we're going through? Why is so much hurt and pain and all the things that are going on in this earth? So the preacher said, yes, there is a God. There is a God. He said, well, we don't understand it. Why are we going through what we're going through? So the preacher left the barbershop and walked down the street just for a little bit and saw a homeless person. And the homeless person was ragged and had beard and had hair all over the place. And he asked the homeless man to go back with him to the barbershop. So he brought him back to the barbershop. He said to the barber, if there's a barber, why is this man raggedy and got beards? If there's barbers, why is this man raggedy? The barber said, because he didn't come in and require my services. Ain't that the same way with God? He's there all the time, but it's up to you to require his services. Oh, come on, somebody. He's there. But until you open up, I'm preaching this message of salvation to somebody because somebody is at the verge of giving up. Somebody said, there's no God. But the Holy Ghost unctioned me to say, I'm always there. I need a real witness. When you was at the low of your low, you knew God was there. Everybody walked away, but you knew God was right there. If the devil can isolate us, if he can get us into a vulnerable place where we feel like we're all alone, nobody understands. I got good news. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, was touched by everything you going through today. He felt it. He felt loneliness. You know, I got a witness in that. It wrote a scripture. He felt loneliness because he said, can you pray with me just for an hour? He felt rejection. Because he told Peter, before the cock crows three times, you're going to deny me. He know what rejection feel like. He felt betrayal. Because Judas kissed him and said, he's the one. Oh God, oh God. Somebody help me with this message today. He felt pain. Because while they was whipping him, while they was driving the nails in his hand, he said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? He felt pain. So he is touched by everything we're going through. I need somebody that feels sometime, oh God, how am I going to make it? We've all said that. How am I going to make a way? He knows what that feels like. He's touched by it. He said, by his stripes we are healed. So even in sickness, he's there. Somebody said, Pastor Beard, you just don't know how sick I've been. You don't know what I've been going through. You don't know the pain. But guess what? He's there. It's only when the enemy can make you feel isolated, he can make you take something that is not yours, your life. For Jesus is the giver of life. Is that right? So he gets you in a place where he said, the only way out is to take your life. But I want to let you know, before you even think about doing that, give your life to Jesus. I said, give your life to Jesus. Just say, Lord, this life that you've given me, I'm giving it back to you. And I guarantee you, he'll turn it around. I'm preaching to the masses today because somebody, come on, High Heights, clap your hands for victory over this airway. Clap your hands. Somebody's getting delivered. Somebody's saying, I'm going to change. I'm going to go the other way. When my mother and father forsake me, take me up, God can do it. I need you to just wave your hand in the presence of the Lord. Whoever you are looking, whoever you are in the sanctuary, whoever you are, you didn't tell anybody. But just this week, you just felt a little lonely and felt like isolated. And God had this message for you today. I'm there. I'm there. I heard what you said. I saw the tears. I'm there. I need somebody to just say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, say, thank you, Jesus. You know why? Thank you, Jesus, that you acknowledge him, that he's there. Sometimes we don't know what we're doing. Sometimes we don't know which way to turn. Well, aren't we glad that we serve a Savior that knows our steps and our direction? He said, cast your cares on me, because I what? I care for you. He's never lost a battle. I said, he's never lost a battle. It doesn't matter what's going on. I need somebody to say, he's never lost a battle. I preached a message. Anybody remember the message? Amen. Fresh eyes. Y'all remember that? When you really give your life to God and you just open up your eyes to God and you get your life to God, he can show you things you never even thought about. He said, my thoughts towards you are good. How is that when I'm going through? He said, my thoughts towards you is good. I can make your life better than you ever, ever had it. Walk in it. Hallelujah. Walk in his way. I need somebody to believe God. We heard, amen, I think it was my wife said, there was a young lady that typed something, and she pretty much on Facebook typed her suicide note. She was begging pardon to her family and her children. She did all she could do, and she begging pardon. And that was typed on Facebook. I want to let you know, it doesn't matter. God can turn it around. I said, God can turn it around. You never, never, ever told somebody you felt like giving up before. But guess what? We all felt like giving up one time or other. But if it hadn't have been for the Lord, one of the number one death rates in teenagers is suicide. But I know churches are having music and doing all kind of things, but I just want to stop and pause and say, you need Jesus. Young person, you need Jesus. You need to be saved. If you are old enough to understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, you can accept Jesus as Lord in your life. I got people in here got saved when they were 9 and 10 years old. Was the best decision they ever made. If you want to go through high school and school, get God in your life. It won't even matter if you're in a clique. It won't matter if you're in a club. It won't matter if you got friends. It wouldn't even matter because you got God. God is right there. Can I get a witness? God is right there. I need you to stand on your feet. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. Today, I want to do something different. I know we've been in a pandemic. I know we've been social distancing. I know we didn't done everything. But I just feel the unction. Somebody needs to get closer to God. If you don't know God, if you got to get closer, do me a favor. Just come to the altar. I know we still got the altar. Just come on. Just right there, stand all over. Come on, leave your seat. Leave your seat. If you just say, you know what, God, I just need to get closer to you. And if you don't know him to pardon your sin, guess what? We all in this thing together. Come on, that's right. Just social distance. Come on, come on, just. If you really mean it, you know why this is so important? People are dying. watching me on Facebook, this is going to be the largest altar call. There is still an altar. There's still a sacred place. I know they say, well, you know what? There ain't no more pulpits. It ain't no more altars. The devil is a lie. There is an altar. Run to the altar. Run to the place of safety. Listen, what stirred me, Brother Jeremy? I'm not a Facebook person like that, but I was communicating with this young lady that I knew, knew my girls, and every time I put something on by my girls, you know, they didn't got a house, she would just be so happy because she remember when they was 9 and 10 and they grown up and oh, beautiful young ladies. And then when she had something going on, I, you know, send a message and just send something, and you know, and she just so excited, and she had got into God, and you know, my first wife led her to Christ, and she'd been in church for over 20 years, and she just loved God, and she had just put out there that I just became a great grandma, and she was just holding the baby, and I sent her a message, and then the next time I saw, about a couple of days later, they was having a funeral. What happened? Breath just left me. What happened between there and there? Beloved, we don't have time to play and mess around. We got to be saved. We got to know God. Facebook, it doesn't matter who popular and who affluence and what they got on. You better know God. And I want to say this, and I want to say it loud as a bishop in the Lord's house. It's time to stop playing with God. You know what playing with God is? I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm posting. I'm doing all this crazy sinning, and I'm doing everything. And then I'm going to just go into church and sing some songs and do what I want. And then I'll go back and do it. Chill Jesus Day. I know they ain't saying it, but I'm going to say it today. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. Will it be God or will it be man? It's time to stop. Where will your last breath be? Oh, I'm healthy. Yes, I am. You ain't got to be healthy to leave here. You ain't got to be sick to leave here. Let me say it right. You ain't got to be sick to leave. Well, you know, I got it all together. Oh, the Bible said no man knows the day. Now, somebody said, Pastor, this is a gloom message. Oh, no, this is an eye-opening message. You need Jesus Christ for real. Churches are becoming a stage, a platform for flesh. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Flesh on parade. The old saint said, flesh on parade. And Facebook ain't nothing but a platform for flesh. But guess what? If you live right, do right, look how many people you can win to Christ. We said it this morning. Be a positive influencer. Somebody need Jesus. And parents, teenagers, grandparents, offer Christ to your children. Make sure they know Jesus. Some mother grieving right now because her son went to the fair. Gone. My heart just bleeds. We need the altar. I said we need the altar. We need Christ as never before. It's no time to be hanging out, playing games, doing what we want to when we want to. It's time now to tighten up and say, you know what? I'm going to live my best life. Yes, y'all know what we preach. Live your best life. But I'm going to live it in Christ. That means under the rims, under the guidelines of Christ Jesus. Am I right? For those that don't know Jesus, let me tell you what they told us. Give your life to him. He gave you life, give it back to him. If thou would believe in thy heart, confess with thy mouth that God raised Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's a belief. You believe on Christ. I am saved. I denounce the devil. I denounce living for the devil. And I give my life to God. Pastor, I'm saved. I know God. But how many know every now and then you need a checkup? It's fine. I got my ticket, but every now and then I need to pull it out and see if it's still stamped, still ready to go. I mean, they travel and you got your ticket, you know, but every now and then you pull it out and make sure it's all right. If he calls my name today, where will I spend eternity? That's a simple question right there. If he said right now, thy soul is required of you, where will you spend eternity? Get your house in order. I can't look at this brother. I can't look at this sister. I can't look at you. I got to get my house in order. Is that right? I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, do what we all got to do. Get our house in order. I don't know what's sending her out. I don't know what's sending him out. But people are dying. But the question, are you dying with Christ? Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. My message today is he's right there. Am I right? That's what I preach, right? That's what I talked about. Guess what he makes you a promise? He said, even when you leave this earth, I'm still with you. Nobody can make that promise but Jesus. I'm still with you. I'm still there. He's there. Bow your heads at the altar. Kind Father, in Jesus' name, let this altar be open not only in Higher Heights, but let it be open to the world. Somebody watching right now, the devil have tricked them, have told them they didn't need to come into God's house. They don't need to do all that. They don't need this. They don't need that. But that's a lie. We need God. We need more of God. Save us to the utmost. Take us out of the way. Crucify flesh. Let us get out the way. You come in and live in us. We have declared that our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Live in us. That we can talk right, walk right, treat our neighbors right, be a witness and a light to dying men and women. Forgive us for our transgression, any sin or anything that we have done. We know better. Help us, God, to live the life that's pleasing in your sight. God, when you call our name, we want to be ready. You declared that we don't know the day nor the hour, but God, we want to be ready. From this moment now, right now, we want to be ready. Help us to be ready at all times. Satan, take your hands off them. Let them go. They don't belong to you. It doesn't matter what they've done. You died. Jesus, you died for us. Yeah. Yes, God. That we might have life and have it more abundantly. While we are living on this earth, help us to remain rapture ready. Thank you, God. You made provision. You said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send another comforter. Holy Ghost, come on the inside of us. Be that ear, be that voice in our ear, be that conviction in our heart that we will do the right things. That we present ourselves in a way that we know and the world know that we are children of God. Thank you, God. For those that are saved, those that are confessing you now, save, 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 save our children. Save our children. Save our grandchildren. in the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory reports. We thank you for turnarounds. We thank you for changed minds. We thank you for new ways of thinking. Come on, clap your hands. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for what you're doing. While we are praying, you're moving on them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for victory over them. Thank you for families coming together. Thank you for marriages being restored. Thank you for relationships being mended together. Thank you, God, that you're doing it. We give you glory for it. One more thing, lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you go back to your seat, thank God for the change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise in this house. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come on, give God praise in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you're watching us, continue to watch. Amen. I want you to know, amen, there's nothing too hard for God. Please put on our Facebook page. Let us know. Give us a testimony. If God has changed your heart, amen, you are walking in a new way, let us know. We want to celebrate with you. Higher Heights, won't we be glad to hear, amen, victory reports, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. And know that he's there. He's there all the time. Amen. You can be a blessing to this ministry. Amen. Anytime. Join us. Amen. In October as we go into prayer. Amen. If my people is our theme as we go into prayer. Amen. We will have consecration. We will be back in the sanctuary on Thursday night for Bible study. We'll be back here in the sanctuary praying and studying. And guess what? We're going to do it for you. Amen. You can join us. It doesn't matter what church you go to. Coming together, it's a blessing. Amen. The church door is going to be open starting in October, the first Thursday at 6 o'clock. Amen. We're going to come together and pray. Amen. If my people, amen, we're going to do it together as we consecrate. You be blessed of the Lord. Higher Heights, give Facebook family a real hand.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.